word before we are dismissed in this beautiful Christmas morning. We've heard about the King. We've heard about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that one day every knee is going to bow for Him. And every tongue is going to confess that He is Christ the Lord. We've heard about that. And today, as the world celebrates His coming into this world, so few understand the true meaning of His coming. And as Christians, it behooves us, as true Christians, to appreciate His coming to our lives, to our homes. He's changed our lives. You know, when Jesus entered my life, He changed completely my focus, my goals, my work ethics. And He gave me a higher work ethics than what I used to have. And today, amongst the hustle and bustle, amongst what people are doing, what big store managers and CEOs, they are not looking at the coming of Jesus Christ into this world and what He's done for them and for us. They're looking and they're hearing their, you know, the money, how it is ringing, how many percentages we are above last year. Are we meeting our goals? Are we meeting our budgets? I wish I can tell them all, stop thinking of that. Meeting your budget is not going to take you to heaven. Meeting your budget is not going to prepare for you a place where you will spend eternity with Jesus Christ. Though it's good to be good business men and women, but this is not why Jesus came into this world. And today, there is a voice crying. He says, where is He? Did we lose our Jesus? He is lost in this world. And Magi's, if you will please, those wise men of old, when they came and reached the land of Canaan, their first question was, where is He? Where is He? And the voice, you think they were the only ones to ask, where is He? All over the years and the centuries, people are still asking, where is He? There's so sarcasm in the world today. Say, you guys, you celebrate Christmas, but where is He? You follow your Lord, but where is He? You've been talking about His coming, but you know, where is He? I'd like to leave you with this word. If Jesus is not in your heart, you are still searching for Him. Is He in your heart? These wise men, what do you think? Think with me, when they left, the Bible says they came from the east. Where do you think the east was? A far away country. I read and I did some reading about where did they come from. So many people say they came from China. Say Japan. Say the Himalayas. Say the Far East. They came from there. How did they travel? By airplanes? What do you say? Horses, camels, carriages? How long? How long? And when they were asked, I mean, who you're going to see there? Well, we've heard and we made some research because they were educated men that a king is going to be born. and we're going to go there and worship him. Are you crazy? And we've seen a star. You're following a star? They're following the faith in their God, not a star. And they came. And they came. You know, people nowadays, I was Carnot. You remember Carnot? Carnot sent me a page and a half of the major churches that have closed their doors. And they are circulating this and talking about it in Europe. You know, Europe is mostly Catholics. We can say that. The Catholic Church today are having their churches are open and they're celebrating masses all day long. But most of the evangelical, the mega churches, per se, are closing their doors for two reasons. First, they said the families need to be together on Christmas Day. Let me tell you one thing. If there is no Jesus, I wouldn't have a family today. Amen. Think of that. We need to leave the families to celebrate Christmas together at home. And they come from faraway places. Some of them have to drive 30 minutes. Excuse me? How many? These wise men, how many miles did they have to walk? And cup. They faced thieves on the road, didn't they? They faced storms on the road, didn't they? They had to go through passes that no one has traveled or passed before. But you know, because their hearts were so eager and so thirsty, they were famished to find the Lord Jesus Christ. They got to their destination. And if we have that in our hearts, one day, Mike, we are going to reach our destination. Oh, Lord, come, and we're going to see him face to face. Secondly, they said, the mega churches, secondly, they said, well, to open the church, consider electricity, consider heating, and consider the few that they will come on Sunday morning, on Christmas Day. And then above that, we have to pay the staff. We're going to close our churches. It's going to be costly. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Was that costly? It was too high a price to pay to open the churches. I tell you one thing. I thank God for this little small church in this valley. We will be open every Sunday and every Christmas Sunday until the Lord comes to take us to be with him, regardless of the expenses. Where is he? Somehow, churches, Christianity, the evangelical world lost focus. And we need to refocus. When these wise men came, you know what? They started a big problem for the whole kingdom. King Herod called the priest and told them, come, the priest, the chief priest, those people who were close to him, said, these people came to this land and they're asking about a king. They said, yeah, about 700 years ago. 700 years ago, it has been prophesied the king is going to be born. And this is it. They quoted Micah. And I want, if you want to go to Micah with me, because in the New Testament, they left two sentences that I want to tell you about them. Micah chapter 5, it's just after Jonah, if you know where Jonah is, and before Habakkuk, okay? Micah chapter 5. But as for you, Bethlehem, verse 2, Ephratah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me, to be ruler in Israel. And here's the two sentences. His going forth are from long ago. Who are we worshiping? Someone who is eternal from the days of eternity. Let them mock. Let them talk with sarcasm about our Jesus. Let them disrespect him. They can do whatever they want. They can say, where is he? But his goings are from long ago, from the days of eternity. This is our Christ. He paid a high price, his life. Is it too much to open our church on Christmas Day to come and worship him? And these men didn't care. They came. They met with Herod. They traveled, but they came. And thank you, each and every one of you. Thank God you came this morning to church. And after they came, they inquired. They were seekers, you know that? Where was he born? And what does the Bible say? Those who seek me will find me. Are you a seeker this morning? Are you seeking the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? Have you been seeking him elsewhere in the bushes outside the world? You won't find him in the bushes. You will find him where the children of God meet. Because the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, what? There I shall be in their midst. There will you find him. In church. Before you find him anywhere else. And thirdly, did they find him when they seeked him? They went and found him. And let me ask you a question. When they found him, what did they do? They worshipped him. We sang, "Oh come, let us adore him." This is the time. We worship him every Sunday, but today is a special day. It's a Christmas day. We take the opportunity and come and worship him more and more and remember why he came and why he went to that cross of Calvary. It's because of our sins. If you're still seeking today, some of our guests this morning, if you are still seeking, let me tell you this. God has found you. You're not going to say, "I found Jesus." Jesus is not lost. Do you understand the word here? He is going to find you because you are the one who's lost. They found the place where he was born, but he found them before they started the journey. Remember that. And he hooked them with his love and humility and obedience to the Father. And, you know, after they left Jerusalem, Bethlehem, their life was never the same again. They didn't go back to the king, Herod. Not at all. They left, and they said they followed a different route and went back home. The journey didn't mean anything. The long trip didn't mean anything. The thieves of the road didn't mean anything. It doesn't matter how long is the journey. They have Jesus in their heart. Where is he? And they found the place, and he found them. I pray with all my heart that when we leave this place, each one will say, "Jesus found me and changed my life." That's the spirit of Christmas. And may God bless you. And I wish you a very Merry Christmas this morning. Our Father, we thank you for this wonderful hour that we have spent in your presence. Truly, we are more than blessed to have Jesus Christ in our hearts. We can only say with the hymn writers, "Hallelujah, what a Savior." And this Savior, which the world today is celebrating his birth. But we are, with all the born-again believers in the world, we are more blessed and fortunate than ever. He is born in our hearts. And that's the difference. And we thank you for your mercy and kindness and grace toward us all. Now may we ask you to dismiss us. as we go back home to continue our celebrations, we pray that you be with every family. Your blessings be upon us. And until we meet again in this place, we pray that you'll be with each and every one. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. God be with you. Enjoy the day and your festivities. And honor God in everything you do.